Hare Krishna. The mind will smother if we don't see it as the other. Suppose we were fighting a war on a war field, and while looking at the enemy and fighting at the enemy, we suddenly looked at our colleague and we found that colleague suddenly putting a huge stone or a heavy object on our pillow on our face and smothering us, crushing us. We would say, what is this? This is my colleague, this is my comrade, and why are they doing like this to me? We would be so taken aback. You know, we are prepared to fight against the enemy, but we are not prepared to fight against our comrades. To come to know that our comrade is actually acting inimically towards us can be a great shock. And if we don't recover from that shock in time, if we don't realize that our life is being threatened and our comrade is acting as our enemy, if we don't process all this quickly enough, you know, we may well end up being smothered even before we can defend ourselves properly. So something similar happens to us in when we start practicing spiritual life and when we fight a war against illusion. Now we know that there are temptations out there and those temptations are dangerous. So we are careful not to let ourselves be allured by those temptations. We are careful not to expose ourselves to those temptations lest we become allured. But then while we are just vigilantly trying to fight against those temptations, suddenly we find that from within ourselves something attacks us, something starts smothering our intelligence and smothering our conscience. And that which smothers our consciousness is the mind. Because what happens is that which is actually tempting and degrading, when the mind catches us, when the mind smothers our intelligence, then we start seeing it as delightful, as irresistible. And then we start what we were earlier keeping a distance from, now we start craving for it. And in this way, we get ourselves trapped. In this way, we drag ourselves down. In this way, we end up deluding ourselves. So the Bhagavad Gita warns us that the mind can act both ways. And that's why we have to deal with it vigilantly. In 6.5, the Gita states, Uddharedatmanatmanam, natmanam avasadayet, atmaiva hi atmano bandhur, atmaiva ripratmanaha. So, uddharedatmanatmanam, uddhared. Atmanatmanam, with the mind elevate the self, natmanam avasadayet, don't degrade the self, atmaiva hi atmano bandhur. Atmaiva, for the soul, the mind is the friend and the mind is the enemy as well. Atmaiva ripuratmanaha, that the mind is the friend as well as the enemy. So, now suppose we were with a person whose affiliations we don't know. We don't know whether that person is our friend or our enemy, is trustworthy or untrustworthy. And if they gave us a suggestion, we would not immediately act on the suggestion. We would first try to evaluate the suggestion on its own merit, and then we would decide whether to act on it or to discard it. Similarly, we can't just implicitly trust the mind. Just because some thoughts are coming from inside us, we can't presume that they are our thoughts. Just because some desire pops up within us, we can't accept that that is our desire. So, we need to recognize that it may well be the mind's proposition, and that may be the mind's proposition when it is acting inimically. So we need to distance ourselves. We need to treat the mind as the other. When the Bhagavad Gita says the mind can act as our friend as well as our enemy, that means it is saying that it is telling us that the mind is different from us. We need to treat the mind as the other. So when we are on a war field with someone whose affiliations we don't know right now, then we don't treat them as a comrade. We treat them as the other, and we have to evaluate them. Sometimes they may give good suggestions, sometimes they may not. So like that, when we treat the mind as the other, then that helps us to not get carried away by the mind, but to evaluate what the mind is saying. And the bhakti wisdom that is given in the Bhagavad Gita, the spiritual wisdom, helps us to understand who we are, that we are souls, and that our mind is different from us. And when we study the Bhagavad Gita carefully, then we start understanding the workings of the mind. And especially when we try to practice meditation and the mind obstructs us at that time, then we can start understanding this is the mind acting. And then we can distance ourselves from the mind. And the best way to distance ourselves from the mind is to take ourselves close to Krishna. The closer we go to Krishna, what happens is that his wisdom illumines everything around us. And then the further the inimical mind goes away from it, because the mind is filled with illusion and the mind doesn't want to go towards reality. And gradually, if we keep going closer to Krishna and staying closer to Krishna, then the mind itself becomes purified by that contact with Krishna. And then the mind becomes our friend. So till that time, when the mind has become our friend and become trustworthy, we need to treat the mind as the other. And by evaluating it in objectively, we can choose our courses, choose our decisions wisely. Thank you. Hare Krishna.